Conventional wisdom holds that motivation is the key to habit change. Maybe if you really wanted it, you'd actually do it. But the truth is, our real motivation is to be lazy and to do what is convenient. Energy is precious, and the brain is wired to conserve it whenever possible. It is human nature to follow the law of least effort, which states that when deciding between two similar options, people will naturally gravitate toward the option that requires the least amount of work.
Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome to the next episode of Beyond the Bike Podcast. Hope everyone is doing well and navigating life and establishing new atomic habits. Maybe you took the advice that I gave in the beginning about looking at maybe an atomic system where you're combining multiple habits and stacking, you know, habit stacking and doing that every day. So again, hope it's going well for you. I mean, if you're tuning in now to the pod, it's probably because you're on the journey. And, you know, again, I'm loving the fact that this series here of podcasts are not weekly. I don't think it really works for it to be weekly, to be honest with you, because what we're doing each week requires reflection. And it requires you looking at, you know, your plan and then starting to kind of sprinkle in these ideas into your current plan. And then it's actually applying them, right? And applying it for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, coming back to a new chapter and looking, okay, how can I now enhance where I currently at or I'm at in the journey? So this week is a good one because I think it's a week where you start to realize that, you know, as a human, you know, as humans, we're just geared to do easy stuff. We're geared to be lazy, you know? So again, giving yourself grace and being aware of that is so important because, again, one of the, if I were to be, I guess, constructive criticism of what sometimes I see out there and on social media around people that are currently, you know, on the journey is just how rigid the plan seems. How that, you know, I'm exercising every day and I'm grinding it out every day. And really, when you think about it, wellness doesn't require that. And actually now, it took many years, but I've come to a place where I just don't really think, time out here. If you're looking to be a professional athlete, if you're looking to perform at a very high level, yeah, like there's a whole training that's involved to that, okay? But for the weekend warriors like us, you know, the Peloton peeps, for the most part, we're just, you know, people looking to be the best that we can be, live a healthy and well, kind of wellness life. So that's where I want you to be reflective of this week. And I want you to really look at what you're doing, how you're doing it, and asking yourself the following question. You know, am I doing maybe too much? Does it have to be an everyday hard grind every day? And I think that for the most part, for most people, which is unfortunate, and this is including myself, if I'm not careful, because I've competed and played sports at a pretty high level my whole life and have been very hard on my body, the injury piece comes in very quick. It'll get you. And that's what you want to try to avoid, because when you start to get injured or hurt, that's when having these types of atomic systems can be difficult to maintain. Then we get discouraged. Then we start to creep into some of the bad habits maybe we've had in the past. So this week on the pod, it's all about being reflective of the law of least effort and maybe starting to think about, does it have to be as hard as I'm making it kind of thing? Especially if I have a more broad approach to what I'm doing. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's talk about that. First up, let's look at the motivation. It was the first part of the clip that I shared. And I think we can all come to you know, an agreement that motivation really is not part of the equation. It can't be part of your atomic habits because Each day is a new day, and each day presents and starts very differently, I find. Yes, we can have atomic habits that, you know, our day starts very similar in what we, at the time we wake up, what we do when we wake up, what are the little things that we're doing. But I think we can all agree too that when we wake up in the morning, there's mornings where, you know, I feel like a million bucks, right? The body feels rested, everything is good, and I am motivated to attack whatever I'm looking to, you know, the day or the training or whatnot. But as a, you know, as a human, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm tired. My mind is tired. Yes, I've had a great sleep, but it's been tough, a tough few days at school or at work or whatnot, and my brain is tired. My body's tired. Maybe there's a little bit of a tweak in my calf that's just not, you know, I'm not feeling it. And so what do you do on days where that happens, right? So that's why motivation has to be removed from it, because motivation is very inconsistent, I would say. The second piece is that big idea of this chapter is that energy is precious. And again, keep in mind, we're going to try to always do what requires the least amount of energy. And so that's another reason why I feel that you want to really try to have built into your plan a good discipline around the food that you're eating. You know, again, talking about food, we don't have to be rabbits. I respect all diets out there. I think people need to do what they need to do when it comes to nutrition. I feel that nutrition is very fad-based. You know, we'll talk about, oh, we all have to become rabbits, or we all have to become this and that. And then people kind of bounce around and try the different things. I'm a big believer, and this is just me, I feel balance in when it comes to food is what works. Making sure that you have a bit of everything, making sure that you're not overindulging, and also making sure that you have a day a week or so that you can go off the rails a bit and enjoy being, you know, enjoy life kind of thing, and it not be too strict. But all that to say, for your food, it has to have what is needed to help your body continue to repair itself and nourish itself. The second piece, again, around energy is precious, right? So if we're looking at doing something over the long haul, we have to have good sleep habits. And so I know, and I've heard people say this, and this people have said to me, you know, they said, well, yeah, but Andrew, I can sleep 4 hours. I can sleep 4 hours a night and I feel like a million bucks. Well, okay. I'm sure we can convince ourselves of that. But at the end of the day, the body needs a certain amount of sleep for cellular restoration and repair. So again, having that sleep built in can really allow for yourself to do more with a bit less having to expend more energy. And then finally, just the recovery piece, you know, giving yourself the grace to have the recovery days. I'm currently in a really I wouldn't say a big, but it's a micro cycle of recovery. So this week I haven't exercised at all, and I don't even feel guilty about it. I don't feel bad about it. I haven't reverted back to just, you know, that idea that I'm quitting. There's no quit in this. I'm just recovering. I'm letting my body. I went through a few weeks of very intense power zone training rides, and this week it just felt that it was time to let everything just rest. And I've loved this week, right? So again, energy is precious, and you have to work to place yourself in a position where you're gonna be able to execute your plan over the long haul, and you're allowing your body to get decent food, good food, a good sleep, and recovery. Okay, so the next piece that I want to talk about quick too is just looking at making things as easy as possible. All right, so stacking the deck, where we reduce, and James Clear talks about it in this chapter, and he says, reduce the friction associated with good behaviors. When friction is low, habits are easy, right? So again, that's where we want to have that routine of setting out our clothes in the morning if we like to exercise in the morning. You know what? Even if you're, and my wife has been doing that, I think it's awesome, is she's working from home and she trains during the lunch hour, which is really convenient now that she's here working from home. And so she actually has all her stuff laid out in the basement, so that when the lunch hour hits, there's no friction of having to get out of her seat or in her office, go upstairs, get her clothes, come back downstairs, get herself set up in front of the TV. Everything is laid out perfectly. So again, I think that that's something that we don't always give enough time to or thought to, on how just not having things there ready to go can be huge when it comes to the atomic habits and having good habits. The same thing applies to food, right? So if we're looking at making our nutrition a priority, where there's specific things that we're going to do every day, for example, the morning routine, and I've talked about it in other podcasts, every morning I have the same thing. I have a banana wrap, little peanut butter on a really nutritious piece of bread with a really good fruit protein shake. Okay, so that's kind of mornings. That's what I have every morning for breakfast around 8:30. Up at 5 a.m., just coffee. And then my first kind of meal of the day is that at around 8:30. And I never, and it's cool now, my wife's on it. My kids actually are old enough now where they're actually making kind of a similar breakfast. And so now what's really important for us is to ensure that we always have the fruit, we always have everything that's needed for that breakfast is there in the house ready to roll. So again, at the same time, every morning I kind of get up, I go down to the kitchen and there's no friction. I'm not kind of like, looking and going, oh, there's no fruit today, or there's no bananas today, or there's no this today. I'm out of protein shake. Like, for example, when we start to get low on the protein, we buy a whole new large, extra large container. It's there, it's ready. So when the other one is done, the other one's ready to go. So I know, I'm talking this out, and it kind of like, maybe to some of you listening, you're thinking, okay, well, Andrew, this is Captain Obvious. This, yeah, but it's Captain Obvious. But it's sometimes the execution of very simple things, of making sure that we are creating an environment where doing the right thing is as easy as possible, becomes part of the system. It becomes part of the atomic habit. And it's so, so important. One of the pieces that I want to talk to, and I think I talked about it earlier in the pod there, is yes, we are capable of doing hard things. And that's really when we look at, unlocking new levels in our life. We're capable of doing hard things. And we have to always kind of be striving to do that. But I find like it can't be your everyday grind. It can't be I'm doing hard things every day. Because the hard things require a lot of energy. And the hard things can sometimes wear us down and deplete us. And so that's why I want you to be reflective of that. And, you can apply that to every area of your life. But I really, really want you to think about your training. And think about how many days a week are you going hard? How many days a week are you pushing hard in your training? And again, proper training is twice a week. Okay, so if you want to train 7 days a week, I don't think it's a good idea. I think that you should have at least 2 rest days a week where it's cross training or complete rest. But if you're going to train during the week, be disciplined at only allowing yourself to push really hard twice a week. And make the other trainings more moderate, okay? In doing that, you allow yourself, your body, the mind, body, soul, to be able to sustain what you're trying to achieve over a longer period of time, because you're not burning out, you're not wearing yourself down, you're not getting into that injury zone where then you can't do what you want to do every day. Okay, so then again, I'm just throwing it out there. I know that there's a mindset out there that, you know, I have to be sweating bullets and it has to have been super hard and I've had to, you know, it's got to be super intense for it to be a good workout. But believe it or not, that's just not the case. And it's not the way we do this long term. So again, this chapter, I want you to think about two things. Reduce the friction associated with good behaviors. When friction is low, habits are easy. Increase the friction associated with bad behaviors, because when friction is high, habits are difficult. So that's where you want to think about maybe some of the bad habits that you have, and then look in your environment to see, are those, are what leads to bad habits, are they present? So what we want to do is increase the friction. So maybe not have those around as much can help. And like we said, prime your environment to make future actions easier. So again, you know, don't overtrain, lay things out, get things ready ahead of time, and you'll see establishing atomic habits and doing it over the long term becomes so much easier to do. So there you go. Lots for you to think about this week. And I hope you're able to kind of sprinkle this stuff into what you're currently doing. I'd love to hear your feedback, whether you agree, disagree, extra ideas or things like that. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram if you want. And if not, it's all good. God bless you. And I hope you have and continue to have a wonderful journey around wellness and establishing atomic habits. So God bless you. And you know what you've got to do. Go get it.